It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Mikhail Baryshnikov was one of the world's greatest ballet dancers in the 1970s when he defected from the Soviet Union and settled in New York City, making a career on stage that evolved through classical ballet, contemporary dance and Broadway, to films and New York-based TV comedies. Baryshnikov played Russian artist Alexander Petrovsky in the comedy Sex and the City. Well, now he's back on stage, this time acting alongside Willem Dafoe in a play based on an absurd Russian novella, The Old Woman, which is adapted from a work by Russian short story author Danil Karms about a writer who lets a woman into his house before she promptly dies. Karms died in 1942 at the age of 36 in a prison psychiatric hospital. The Old Woman is Baryshnikov's third recent stage part in adaptations of Russian stories after plays based on works by Chekhov and Bunin. He has also run the Baryshnikov Art Center in New York since 2005. The play runs through this weekend in Manchester. When the private equity firm Kohlberg & Company made the surprise announcement recently that it was buying Steinway, it immediately took pains to assure the public that it would not start cutting corners at the 160-year-old piano manufacturer. Christopher W. Anderson, a Kohlberg partner, said it would ensure that the artisanal manufacturing processes that make the company's products unique are preserved, celebrated, and treasured. Kohlberg, a Mount Kisco, New York firm, is known to focus on takeovers of mid-sized companies. I'm not convinced they're planning to gut Steinway, said Steve Cohen, a veteran piano industry consultant. I don't think it makes sense to gut Steinway. It has an incredible reputation. They're a brilliant marketing company, he said. There's long been speculation that Steinway will sell its Queens factory, where 500 workers turn out some 3,000 pianos a year. It sits on highly valuable waterfront property and constitutes a large portion of the company's value. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of great music from the 18th century by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.